Good evening, everyone. It's the Sabbath evening again, and we have the opportunity, thanks to the good weather given us of the Lord, to come out into the open air and share the gospel with you. As you know, it's our habit of having a word of prayer, singing a hymn, and then a short gospel message. Up in our services today, we had a guest preacher, Reverend Brian McClung. He's from Newton Abbey Free Presbyterian Church, and we thoroughly enjoyed the Word of God as it was preached. And he's going to speak to us tonight. But first of all, we're going to have a little word of prayer, and then we're going to sing a hymn. So let's just bow in prayer. Our Father, we pray that it may please you to bless this witness tonight. We thank thee for the good weather that enables us to be out here and to preach the gospel. Lord, we praise thee for thy Son, the Lord Jesus, who came into this world to seek and to save that which is lost. O God, speak to men and women tonight. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for the whole area round about here, Lord, for the voice of the open air is heard beyond the confines of our little village. There's homes outside it, Lord, that can hear, and we pray that in mercy you would bless the word tonight for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, the hymn we're going to sing in our hymn book is 401, In Land or Store, I May Be Poor, My Place Unknown, My Name Obscure. Of this I have the witness sure, O bless the Lord, I've Jesus. No more precious possession can a person have than Christ as their Savior. After the introduction, we're all going to join in, I hope, in the singing of the word.
Forevermore, forevermore. Jesus treasures in the sky. Oh, let us soar like Jesus.
The chorus is comprised of those lovely words, "What though the world its gifts deny? I've riches more than gold can buy. The key to treasures in the sky. Oh, bless the Lord, I've Jesus." You know the question I'm going to ask. My dear friend, have you Christ? I'm not asking you now, have you church attendance, church membership? I'm asking you, have you the Lord Jesus Christ, God's gift, as your Savior? As I said, our guest preacher up in our church is the Reverend Brian McClung today, and he's going to share the gospel with us now in the open air. We have enjoyed today, and I know if you listen, you will enjoy the Word of God as it's brought to you.
There's some verses, some words of the Lord Jesus in Mark's Gospel chapter 8 that I want to draw your attention to for a little while as we gather here in the open air. They're in the form of a question, and that surely immediately makes us to consider that we must address and consider these words. If we're asked a question, it demands an answer. And the Lord Jesus here was asking a question to those that were listening to him on that particular occasion. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. It says, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The Lord Jesus was addressing a particular issue that today there are very few that really give thought to it. And I'm particularly thinking about the matter of our souls. You see, we do have a soul. And even though we live in a day and age when many seek to deny such a thing, it's a most foolish thing to do that. It's the height of folly to deny that we have a soul. We are more than just a body. We are a body, but we have also got a soul. And it's the soul that the Lord Jesus here was speaking about and addressing this question with regards to, and wanting men and women to consider it and to answer it, if not openly and outwardly to him, at least answer it within their heart. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh, we have a soul, and we need to give thought to its well-being. And that's really the purpose of the question, and that's certainly our desire this evening in considering these words in the open air. It is that we might think about the welfare of our soul. Because we live in an age when so many think just about the body, think about the temporal, material things of life. And they give very little thought, if any at all, to their soul. And yet, men and women, it's something that we need to consider. The Lord Jesus has even set this day aside that we give thought to the matters that deal with our soul. It's a day of rest for the body, but it is also a day, the Lord's Day, the Sabbath day, is also a day when we give thought to the matters that affect our soul. Because the Lord Jesus would have us to consider and to seek after its well-being. And the Lord Jesus here highlights some matters, a few that I just want to draw your attention to for a moment or two. I want you to think first of all about the value of your soul. The Lord Jesus here puts a value on it. He says, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So there's a value here that is put upon the soul. On one side, over set over against our soul, is all the things of this world. Whether it's the riches of this world, whether it's the fame of this world, the praise of this world, whatever it is that somebody might think defines the world, the Lord Jesus said, if you had it all, and you put more worth and more value in those things than you did on your soul, it's a false estimation, it's a false value. Our souls are worth more than anything in this world. And all of the world gathered together, our soul is worth even more than that. And the reason why our soul is worth more than everything else in the world is because our soul is eternal. You see, the things of this life, men and women, are only fleeting. Whatever it is, the riches of this world, the fame of this world, the fortune of this world, whatever it is we might think about, it's only fleeting and it's only passing. It's not going to last forever. It's not going to be here always. We're going to take our leave of this world. We're not in this world forever either. But the soul is eternal. And that's why it is more valuable than anything else in all the world put together. Our soul is more valuable. And yet how tragic it is that so many give so little heed to the matters of their soul. Maybe even today, maybe you're under the sound of my voice today, and if the truth were told, on this particular day, this Sabbath day, you've given little thought about your soul. Maybe you've thought about earthly things, material things. Maybe that's what you've pursued today by activity or whatever else you have been doing in the course of this Sabbath day. You've been attending to things that have to do with the body, and you've given little thought to your soul. Well, I trust the words of the Lord Jesus here in this text of Scripture in Mark 8 and 36. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That tonight you might be made to consider the value of your soul. Your soul is of eternal value. And surely if it is of eternal value, then it ought to have our consideration. We ought to be those who are concerned and interested and who seek after its well-being. Surely if it is of so much value, would that not be the reasonable, logical thing to do? If it was anything else in life and it was valuable and important, would we not give time and thought to it? And should we not also give thought and time to our soul and to the welfare of it? That's why the Lord Jesus Christ is asking this question tonight. That's why the words will come, I trust, with power to your heart and with challenge to your heart tonight if you're under the sound of my voice, that you would consider, I have a soul and I need to give thought to its welfare. It's of eternal value more than everything else and anything else in this world. You have the value of your soul. I also want you to consider the loss of your soul. You see, the Lord Jesus asks the pointed question, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You can lose your own soul. There's such a thing as losing your soul. That's why we need to give heed and give time and thought to its welfare, because we can lose our soul. In what sense can we lose the soul? Well, we can lose the enjoyments and the blessings that it ought to have and that it can have. And in losing those blessings that it ought to have and it can have, in its place we'll have eternal misery and eternal judgment brought down upon us. We can lose the comforts of our souls. We can lose the blessings that we so desperately need and that are provided for us in the gospel. We can lose all of these things if we're careless and heedless about the matter of our soul and we give no thought at all to these things. I wonder tonight, are you in danger of losing your soul? Maybe you give little thought and little heed and little regard to its welfare. Well, then you're in danger of losing your soul. Oh, not just the comforts of it that pertain to this life, and there are certainly those, but we're thinking about eternal blessings. We're thinking about eternal comfort. We're thinking tonight about heaven and hell for all of eternity to come. And our soul is going to go out of this world and exit this world and go out into God's eternity. And it's going to go to one of those two places. Either we will be in heaven and all the comforts and blessings that come there, or else we will be in hell lost forever, having lost all blessing, having lost all the comforts, having lost the peace and the calm that we could have if we had but sought after the welfare of our soul. You know, you can lose your soul by just doing nothing. That's how easy it is, men and women, to lose your soul. You don't have to be actively engaged in doing something to lose your soul. You can be doing that. You can sell yourself to sin and to the world and to ungodliness, and there's certainly people that do that and they're losing their soul, but you can lose your soul just by sheer carelessness. And how many times maybe in life have we lost something just because of carelessness? We haven't looked after it the way that we ought. We haven't taken the care of it the way that we should. And before we know it, we've lost it. We can't find it. We can't locate it. Oh, it's somewhere. It's not that it has ceased to exist. It's just that we cannot locate it. But we've lost something in life because of carelessness. And you know, we can be careless about our souls. You can be careless about spiritual things. You can so live for this world and for the things of time and sense that you give no thought to your soul at all. And my friend, if you do that, you're going to lose your soul by pure carelessness. Just by pure carelessness. And when it comes to the end and it's your time to leave this world, you will discover you've lost your soul. Instead of going out into God's presence and into heaven, it'll be out into a lost eternity. And there's multitudes tonight who are carelessly losing their soul. They have not got an interest or a care. They give little thought. Never think about its welfare. Never think about the needs that the soul has. May you not be one of them. Surely the Lord has put this question in His Word, that we might be, take heed, that we might be warned, that we might be awakened and realize that this is a great danger, that we can just fall into this state of carelessness with regards to our soul, and before we know it, we've lost our soul. And may tonight you consider, oh, not only the possibility, my friend, but the reality that you'll lose your soul if you do not think about its welfare. There's one final thing I want you to consider. That's not only the value of your soul and the loss of it, I want you to consider the saving of your soul. You see, the soul can be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save souls. Our soul needs to be saved. It's in danger of perishing. It's in danger of being lost in hell forever. So it needs to be saved. It needs to be rescued. Just in the same way that somebody in the warm weather that we've had in recent past, maybe is in the water and gets into difficulty and they need to be rescued. They need to be saved because they're in danger of perishing and losing their life. Well, our soul needs to be saved. It needs to be rescued. And there's only one individual who can save our souls, and that is Jesus Christ. You'll not save your soul, my friend, with religion or with church attendance or church membership or any of those things. It will not be by what you or I do that we'll save our souls. In fact, if that's what we're depending upon, we're going to lose our soul. If we're depending tonight on something that we are doing, if we're thinking it's what I do or what the church does for me, that somehow this is going to save my soul, we're going to get a rude awakening. It's Jesus Christ that saves the soul. And that means you have to start to consider Him. You have to start to consider Jesus Christ. If He is the only one who can save your soul, then you need to start to consider Him and turn your thoughts toward Him. You need to realize and understand that He is the one who died at the cross for sinners. He came into this world to give Himself as a ransom for the many. He came to pay the price of sin. He came with that purpose. He didn't come to be the miracle worker, although He was that. He didn't come to be the great teacher, although He was that. He came with another purpose. He came with the purpose of going to the cross and laying down His life as a sacrifice for sin. That's the purpose for His coming. And He came to do that so that your soul and my soul might be saved, might be rescued. And tonight, if your soul is ever to be in heaven, it has to be a saved soul. Only saved souls go to heaven. Not religious souls, for there's any amount of religion in the world, but it's saved souls. It's an individual who acknowledges they need to be saved from their sins. An individual who comes acknowledging to Christ that they are indeed a sinner in the first place. It's only a few weeks ago, we were having an open air at the rugby match that was played on a Sunday at, well, it's Kingspan Stadium now, it was Ravenhill for many, many years. And there was a man who came up and he shook his fist and he said, "I'm no sinner and I don't need to be saved. I was at my church this morning." Well, my friend, we have indeed a soul that needs to be saved, and we are sinners and we need to be saved from our sins. And we must come acknowledging that if our soul is ever to be saved. And may you come to Jesus Christ, acknowledging that you need your soul to be saved, you need to be saved from your sins. You come trusting in Christ. He is the one who is the Savior. Come and trust Him as the Savior. Depend on Him. Cast yourself upon Him. Believe on Him was what Paul told the Philippian jailer. Believe on Him and your soul will be saved. And may you tonight even come and do that very thing in the quietness of your own home. Just call upon the Lord to save your soul. And then your soul will not be in danger of being lost, but it will be saved for time and for eternity. Then you can say, it is well with my soul. Oh, may you be able to say that, and may you not rest until you are able to say it. May you not dismiss the question the Lord Jesus asked. It's not a preacher asking, it's not a church that's asking it. It's Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who's asking the question, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" May the Lord bless His word.
Thank you for that gospel challenge. And to those who are listening, could I just repeat where you can read that text for yourself? Mark's gospel. That's the second gospel, second book of the New Testament, the chapter 8, and it's the verse 36, right at the end of the chapter. And you read that verse for yourself, and you will see there that what has been said tonight is entirely in keeping with what the Savior taught. May God bless His word to your heart. Do remember, the invitation stands. Our service is up on the hill, 11:30 on the Sabbath morning, 7 o'clock in the evening. You will be more than welcome. We're going to close in a wee word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we have had delivered to our neighbors the very words that Thou Thyself did speak. They have not heard what the Free Presbyterian Church is saying, though we thank Thee, Lord, Thy word is what we preach. But we're not declaring some pronouncement from our church. Lord, we have set forth Thy words. We pray that even now there will be a considering of them in the hearts of men and women. And O God, may there be a closing with the Savior and a receiving of Him to the saving of souls. Bless your word then, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you one and all.